Leaders of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States are buzzing with excitement at the French Department of Martinique becoming the 10th member of the subregional grouping. OECS Chairman Roosevelt Skerrett of Dominica.
We have had a very long history together. Let us continue to forge ahead and to create a better way of life for our citizens. This is an historic moment. We have achieved this objective. It is now for us to embrace it and create a better world, a better way of life for our people.
And St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez.
We welcome the 400,000 people. It's Martinique is the largest now of the OECS member states. It is the largest economy of the member states. It brings to the table lots of resources, lots of experiences, new modalities, new possibilities, and we offer Martinique the cooperation in several areas of functional cooperation.
Antigua and Barbuda's Foreign Minister Charles Fernandes highlighted areas of cooperation that are already in place.
We have a number of students from Martinique that are presently in Antigua undergoing training at the Hospitality Training Institute. Equally, Martinique has opened the door for students from Antigua to come to Martinique to get training.
Cooperation sectors are wide. They concern economy, culture, health, and energy, a field in which St. Lucia is interested.
But one of the programs that excites me, it's the cooperation, particularly in alternative energy. The French are far more advanced than we are.
And the integration of French West Indies in the Caribbean area is not over. After Martinique, Guadeloupe is about to integrate the OECS. At the same time, negotiations go on for the membership into CARICOM.
And there are some other decisions coming out of this latest OECS summit. The heads have advanced discussions of strategic representation on the African continent and took further decisions on the appointment of non-resident ambassadors in the countries of Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana, Algeria, and the establishment of a permanent resident mission in Ethiopia at the African Union in Addis Ababa. The meeting also agreed on the appointment of an ambassador and officers to staff the permanent resident mission in the Kingdom of Morocco. According to the communique, the authority confirmed the full incorporation of the OECS member state of Antigua and Barbuda into the overseas mission in Brussels, Belgium. Heads further advanced discussions on joint diplomatic representation in Ottawa, Canada, and mandated the OECS Commission to continue exploring the shared interests of Barbados in this venture. The authority received a comprehensive report from the OECS Ambassador Designate to Brussels on the most recent blacklisting of member states by the European Union as non-cooperative jurisdictions for tax purposes. Heads of government deliberated considerably on this matter and fully endorsed a united approach in response to the pressure being placed on the economies of the OECS by the European Union. The heads further noted the need to implement a strategy that allows for a duality of cooperation and creative resistance. And on the issue of de-risking, the authority received an update from the governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, Timothy Antoine, on the status of the bank's initiative to bring indigenous national banks together in respect of shared services for risk and compliance. The governor further called for a consolidation of arrangements with respect to the sub-region's citizenship by investment programs, noting the need for harmonization of the due diligence arrangements, agreement to common standards and common application protocols, and the sharing of information across countries with the Joint Regional Communications Center. This has been SAGICOR's Early Business.